Then there's the storage. And of course, this slide is here to illustrate that we have moved dramatically, as you all know, from the miniaturization of storage, so that things such as cassettes and floppy disks and the old tape drive that we saw in the micrometer are things of the past. And now storage in a receiver is not terribly demanding in terms of size. Of course, though, presuming that the data received, as I say here, from a single GPS satellite is approximately 100 bytes per epoch, a typical 12-channel dual-frequency receiver observing six satellites with 1 second epoch over the course of an hour would require approximately 2 megabytes of storage capacity for that section. And, of course, if there are multiple sessions, then this gets to be a substantial amount of data. And, of course, downloading this data generally happens to a computer with microprocessor for post-processing if needed.